I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things. And most of all, we like to prioritize all
self-care.
I said prioritize really.
Prioritize
you. So how did you prioritize yourself this week?
So this week I did like a whole bunch of spring cleaning. And I went through all of my summer clothes and I like tried on all the dresses I have because I kind of have a problem and I buy dresses a lot. But I
don't have that problem. I buy a lot of flannel shirts.
Well, I like tried everything on and then like the things that I was like either I just don't wear or like haven't worn in a really long time. And I'm kind of like, I've worn this before. I don't need it anymore. Or like that didn't fit me anymore. Then I just gave away. So I've got
to
like
Kim.
Yes, to Kim and my mom, and I'll also give some to Katie if she wants it. So I've got like two full bags of clothes that
I definitely saw a lot donating. Of things Katie will definitely wear in there. So yeah.
So hopefully she takes it. And yeah. If not, whatever, I'm donating it. So yeah, I did like some spring cleaning. I organized my closet.
You should take it to Plato's. I feel like you could get some money out of that. Ugh,
dude, fuck that. Every time I go there, they're like, this is out of season. And then it's like,
well, they give you a long dissertation of why they don't want it. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, I get it. It's out of, like, that's why I don't wear.
We can give you a $5 credit. Like, no, I'm just donating it. And if, you know, whoever goes to ARC gets lucky and sees some cute shit, then they get some cute shit. Like,
okay, those shoes you got from Plato's, though, I want a pair.
Yeah, Plato's is awesome, but they're always like, it's out of season. And I'm like, I don't have time to wait for 2 hours for you to do this.
They did mine in 20 minutes.
Really? Yeah. Every time I go there, you it go takes
at night.
Forever.
You go at night when there's no one there.
Hmm.
Just saying, yeah. If you want to make some extra cash.
So, yeah, I feel good now that I've, like, cleaned and, like, got stuff out. It's, like, feels like some stagnant energy has been removed.
Yeah. No, I know that feeling. Yeah. So.
What did you
do? Well, I'm recording these out of order, so it's gonna be kind of weird. But we went to that wine class yesterday, and I'd love to say I had it was a good time. Like, I needed to get out of the house because as soon as I went home, I didn't get up until this morning. I was extremely hungover at that wine class due to the previous night's bachelorette party. So my self-care was going to that. And then coming home and just resting, like,
nice.
Regardless of being hungover or not, I needed to rest.
Yeah.
I've just been burning the candle at both ends. Is that what it is?
I think so. I think that's correct.
Yeah. So.
Well, good. Good job getting some rest.
Thank you. It was hard
Sometimes
to do.
Sometimes you gotta just chill.
Yeah. Yeah. I needed to chill. It was rough, so. Well, what are you going to tell me about this week?
So this week I'm going to tell you the case of Lynell Barsock. So
the name sounds familiar. Just the last name.
Okay. I never heard of this. I was watching Dateline the last day.
I love Dateline.
Yeah, love Dateline. And this one was like on one of the episodes and I was like, what? I've never heard of this. And like also it was... There's a little twist, so...
Ooh, I like a twist.
Yeah. So, that was one of my main sources, was Dateline the last day, and then I also, like, read the article on Oxygen about this episode that gave me some more information, too. So...
Oxygen has some good stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. It's like, amazing.
Love both.
So we're going to June 16th, 2010.
I'm there.
We're in Palmdale, California, which is like an hour and a half away from LA.
Okay, I was going to ask, like, what's the closest big city? Okay.
Yeah. So Lorene Austin showed up at the LA Sheriff's Office in a panic. She had found her friend, Linnell Barsock, dead in her garage.
The garage?
Yeah. So she had gone over to her friend's house. She went into the garage. It was dark in there, and she, like, slipped on something wet.
Oh, it was blood.
And realized, yep, it was blood, and then saw her friend lying dead on the floor.
Jesus Christ, that's terrifying.
Right. So Lorene had been to Linnell's house earlier in the day to finish Linnell's weave. So they were going to have, like, a girl's day, like, beauty things and pamper themselves.
Yeah.
But she had left for a few hours after Linnell and her boyfriend, Louis Bonheur, started arguing. So she left to kind of give them some time to work it out, simmer down, whatever.
Oh, that is really awkward when people start arguing. You're like, I'm just going to see myself out.
Just head out. So then, so she gave them some time to work it out, and then she came back. And that's when she found her friend dead.
So I'm guessing, I'm guessing she was like, the boyfriend did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Linnell had been shot in the back of the head, and she had a plastic, like a black plastic garbage bag over her head.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's vicious.
Right? So as Lorene is like in the garage, she's finding all of this, she hears someone moving in the house. And she's like, oh, fuck, the killer is still here. Well, so she is, she told the police that she could hear someone walking down the stairs.
So she, okay, sorry, really quickly. So she was outside of the house when she started calling the police, or she drove to the police station?
She drove because she couldn't find
her phone. Okay, okay. So I'm so, like,
yeah, small detail that she couldn't find her phone, but that's why she drove
there. Okay,
okay. So yeah, so she hears someone like coming down the upstairs, you know, like coming down the stairs. She actually like made eye contact with Louis Bonheur, the boyfriend. And that's when she like turned and was like, get the fuck out, you know?
Okay, that also probably played a role in her leaving. Yeah. Like, so like,
she,
I don't want
to. Yeah, so she jumps in her car. She's like, you know, speeding to the sheriff's office. She like can't find her phone. She's just kind of focused on like, gotta get there and tell them what happened.
Super glad that was her first inclination, was to go to the police station. Because a lot of the time you're like, you find out that they waited a few hours.
No,
like,
totally.
Why the fuck did you wait a few hours?
No, she is in full blown like, let's handle this.
Does she have blood on her when she goes to the police? Because she said she slipped in the blood. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then to make matters even scarier, she's noticing as she's driving there, he's following her.
Oh, fuck no. She can see
in her rearview mirror, he's in his truck. He is on the road tailing her.
I was going to ask if she had any retaliation.
Yeah, she's freaking out. Eventually, as she gets closer,
he backs off.
He backs off and he turns off on some other road, and she's good to go inside safely.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, she tells them about the discovery of her friend, and the police immediately went to Linnell's house. And it's like a nice house. It's like 3,400 square feet. It's like a really lovely home that she and Louis had just purchased together. So it was still kind of like in the beginning phases where they're like, not necessarily moving unpacking, in and
getting it together.
Yeah, but they're kind of like, they're still putting window treatments up. They're like, they don't even have like all their furniture yet, kind of thing. Like they're still kind of like filling the house up and making it like a home.
We all went through that stage with our houses.
Totally. So, like Lorene had said, they find Linnell in the garage. There's blood throughout the entire house. So it looks as if, you know, she had been murdered inside and then she had been dragged out into the garage. There was also in the living room what looked to be like maybe a rug had been out there. Like it, you could kind of like see in the carpet that there was like a rug. Like you could tell.
Yeah, that was placed.
Yeah. And so when they're out in the garage, they notice that a rug that fit what this empty space in the living room was had been rolled up. It was all bloody. There was bloody like bedding stuffed into the car. So like the rug was rolled up, then there was bedding. It's like stuffed into the back seat.
So it seemed like to me he was in the middle of cleaning it up, possibly. And she picked, not an awful time, because thank God she did, but it seemed she interrupted him. Yeah, she interrupted the...
Totally. So, and it looked also as if, like, the killer had been trying to put Linnell into the trunk. like, based on her body placement, it looked like they had been trying to kind of, like, hoist her in there and then got interrupted and then, like, boogied. So, like I said, she had a black plastic bag over her head, and the investigators were like, we usually know that to mean that this is someone personal to her that killed her.
Yeah.
Because they...
To cover the face.
They want to cover the face. They don't want to look at her. They don't want her to, like, see them kind of thing.
But for me, if I saw the plastic bag, I would think it had something to do with suffocation.
Right. But
you said there was a gunshot. So that's where I'm a little bit like...
Yeah. So the plastic bag wasn't there to kill her. It was literally there to, like, cover her face.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, yeah, they're like, this seems personal. And basically, they also found a breakup letter from Linnell to Lewis. It was basically like, hey, like, I don't care what you do. I've been seeing this other man. We're going to get married. I don't care what you do at the house. And it, like, was casually just like, good luck in life. Like, okay.
Here's my question, because that seems really weird that they just bought a house and all of a sudden she's doing that. So did right. it seem like it was her handwriting?
So we'll get to that, but okay. like they're like, yeah, she's leaving him kind of, and she's.
But we just bought a house together. But let me just
get the fuck out of here.
Jesus Christ.
And with Lorene's account of how she came upon her friend and come face to face with Lewis, they're kind of like, okay, we need to get this guy in custody and kind of like
100%.
Start to question him and be like, what the fuck is happening?
But I'm guessing he's not going to come back.
Well, they, I'll get to when they talk to him, but
okay,
just a little backstory. Lewis and Linnell, they lived together in that big home. Like I said, they'd been in a relationship for a couple years and then purchased the home together.
Makes sense.
And they had met at nursing school, and they, like, fell in love after, like, they were taking classes together. And then one day, Lewis was taking the bus home, and he had, like, just immigrated from Haiti. So he's, like, brand new to the country, like, you know, trying to learn in nursing school with English as his second language kind
Which
of thing.
Which is actually really crazy. Insanely yeah. difficult. So good for him.
Totally. So they had, like, met in class, and then she saw that he was waiting at the bus stop, and she offered him a ride home, and then they kind of, like, they were like, ooh, we're in love.
Thank you. Yeah.
So they quickly fell into a relationship. They were, like, into each other. They became inseparable. And then according to many people who actually knew them, Lewis had a jealous side. So...
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah. And
a little jealousy's okay, but, like, full-blown...
Oh, wait.
just, no, I'm saying, but, like...
Just wait till I tell you about
the jealousy. But
you
know what I mean. Like, it's okay a little bit to be like, hey, that person was yeah. doing that.
No, this like, is beyond that. So, okay. He would go through her phone. He would read her texts. He would, like, even pretend to be Linnell and, like, reply to people to see, like, to try and figure out, like, who is this kind of thing? Like, is this a threat? Is this a man?
Did you ever see that meme of that girl on Snapchat where the guy said, did we ever sleep together? And she messaged back, girl, get off of his phone.
Right, yeah. It's like that. And then he would, like, call numbers that he didn't recognize that were, like, in her contacts.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So he's doing the most
in a bad way.
And as if that isn't controlling enough, he would show up at her job on her lunch breaks to see who she ate lunch with. Like, sir,
what?
Relax.
What?
Yeah. So then it starts to get worse. Apparently.
Do you like my face of just pure like
yeah. So just months prior to Linnell's death, there had been a domestic violence call to the home.
God.
No one was hurt, fortunately, but at the same time, it's like things are escalating. Tensions are rising. Shit's getting bad.
Yeah.
So no arrests were made or anything, but like from going through someone's phone, invading their privacy to following, like, literally showing up at their place of work to see who they eat lunch with. Like,
God, this started off so cute. Them falling in love and her driving him home. And then it's like,
yeah,
showing up to see who she has lunch with. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And it just continues to escalate. So Linnell's mom, Bobby Barsock, she actually told investigators that Linnell had tried to break up with Lewis and he tried to run her off the road. So he chased her down, like tailed her in his truck. Then he actually like hit her car and it like scraped up the side of her car. It shattered all her windows and Linnell like called her mom like hysterical. Like he tried to run me off the road. Like I'm freaking out. She was just like screaming. So it's just progressively getting worse. His temper is out of control.
Yeah.
His jealous streak is just continuing to get worse and worse. And like not saying that any of his behavior is correct. Like none of this is acceptable. It's
none of it.
However, his jealousy didn't just like sprout from nowhere.
Okay.
So there was some...
I get what you're saying. Like, him being jealous makes sense, but what he's doing to get out the jealous... completely
unacceptable.
Is, yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So the week prior to Linnell's murder, Lewis had found a burner phone that she had been using to text and call with another man.
That's not great.
This dude's name is Ike. I don't know his last name. They're having an affair.
Was his friend named Mike?
No.
I'm sorry. Well,
perhaps. I don't know. So they've been like having an affair for some time. They'd been sleeping together. And that's why she got the burner phone, was because she knew, you know, Lewis is going through her regular phone. So she can't really be like sneaky about it. If
that's still not great.
That's the case. Yeah. No, it's not good. It's not good. Yeah.
But none of it like, certainly does not warrant running her off the road is warranted. You just break up. That's what's warranted.
You just break up.
Yeah.
So after Lewis found out about the affair, he made Linnell to promise to end it. He's like, you need to get rid of the phone. You need to end the relationship.
Like, if that's all he did, that would be fair. That would be fair if that was the only thing. But
he didn't.
No.
So she promised him. She's like, whatever, I'll end it. Blah, blah, blah. And turns out the day that Linnell was murdered, Lewis had found out that the burner phone had minutes added to it. She had not gotten rid of the phone. And in his mind, you know, you put two and two together. She didn't get rid of the phone. She added minutes to it. She's still talking to this dude.
Yeah.
The affair is still happening.
Yeah.
So also on the day of Linnell's murder, let's kind of go back a little bit. In the morning around 9:30, Lorene had texted Linnell like, hey, can I come over and we'll do your weave? And she's like, yeah, come over, whatever.
Let's do it.
Lorene lived with her boyfriend in L.A. So L.A. to Palmdale is like an hour and a half on a good day drive.
So that's a long drive. It is so a long drive. So it sucks that she kind of had to leave and then come back.
And I don't think it's necessarily far. I think it's just like the traffic is shit.
Yeah.
Well,
don't we know about that?
Right. So they're, you know, like planning on their girls' day, whatever. Lewis and Lorene's boyfriend, they were going to have their like guy day. And so Lorene was going to come to Linnell, have a girls' day. And then Lewis was going to go to Lorene's house and meet up with her boyfriend.
I mean, that's convenient if they were both friends.
Yeah.
That makes and they were gonna like harder though.
Work on his truck. Like something had to be fixed on his truck. Sure, so sure, they were gonna do man stuff.
Makes sense.
So Lewis is like on his way to meet up with his guy friend when he finds out about the burner phone having minutes added to it.
Why is he on his way when he figures this out?
I'm not sure. They didn't really say like how he knew.
Because like, I would think he would look at like the card, her like debit card information, see that she added minutes. So that's what I'm like.
But what I'm kind of inferring, I don't know, this is just kind of my assumption, is that he had the phone in his possession and realized that it wasn't like dead, as in like it didn't have minutes, you know? So he turns around and goes to go confront Linnell. And he's like, what the fuck? You told me that we would, you know, that you would get rid of the, or that you would stop paying for this, that you would stop talking to this guy. Clearly you haven't. What the fuck? And at this point, it's like 11:30. So the couple starts arguing. Lorene is already there. So it's like awkward.
Yeah.
And the girls are like, you know what? Like, let's let's go to the beauty store and, like, give him a minute to, like, cool the fuck down.
Yeah.
So they go to the beauty store and they, like, get some supplies.
Okay, so it wasn't like she went home and then came back. Mm-mm. That's where I was like...
What? Yeah, because then she would have to drive an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's where I was like, wait, why?
Yeah. So they go to the store. They're also like, okay, let's also, like, pick up lunch, too, and we'll come back. And hopefully he'll have, like, cooled down. But Lewis wouldn't drop it. He followed the women to the store. And they continued to argue until, I guess, Linnell had, like, taken the phone from him. Like, she snuck it out of his possession. And then they went to the beauty store. So he's like, why do you still have this phone? Why are you still talking to this guy? All this stuff. Like, being super confrontational in a fucking, like, parking lot. And so she's like, fine, you know what? Here's the phone. Fuck you. I'll end it. I'll end it for real. And he's like, cool. So, he leaves, goes back home.
Shocked he didn't, like, contact Ike to, like,
yeah, to, like, fight him or something.
Yeah.
And then the girls pick up their food for lunch, and then they come home. So now they're both home. Lorene is like, all right, let's do the weave. But again, Lewis can't drop it. He wants to continue to argue about this fucking affair. So
it's so awkward.
Yeah. So Lorene's like, I'm going to go to a park and let you guys, like, hash this out. So she walked to a nearby park around 1:30.
Okay, so he fucking knew she was coming back. That's what doesn't make sense. Is like, she didn't, because, like, I'm thinking she went home and then came back. So that's where I was confused. But no, she knew she went to a park and was going to come back.
Well, Lorene, the friend, went to the park.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So he knew, like, Lorene was going to be coming back.
Yeah, I don't know why he's continuing so you to see pick where this I'm fight. Like,
yeah.
But he is, so he... And this is all kind of, like, Lorene's account of what happened.
Sure, yeah. Well, so, he doesn't have Linnell's, unfortunately.
Yeah. So she's like, let me go to this park. It's 1:30. She hung out there until 6:30. And at that point, she headed back to Linnell's, and that's when she found her friend dead. So,
awful.
Couple things. Southern California in June. At this point, it was, like, 105 degrees out. Like, it's hot.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So she's spending, like, 5 hours at a park waiting for her friend and her boyfriend to, like, finish fighting. Like,
and
that's a long time.
It's over 100 degrees.
Yeah. Like, what?
You're a good friend. I would have left.
Yeah. Goodbye. We're calling it a day.
Yeah.
And then when, like, the police ads are like, what were you doing for 5 fucking hours? She was like, oh, I was just, like, watching the children play. Like,
it's
okay.
It's kind of creepy.
Weird, but...
So
sure.
Her friend, so the friend situation is weird. They're kind of asking
they're like, why are you chilling at a park for 5 hours while they hash it out? Like,
it's really strange.
It's odd.
I love you, but let me know when you're done. And
yeah,
I'll see you,
like,
another day.
Different day.
Yeah.
And okay, so remember her,
see you tomorrow,
her timeline. She arrived at Linnell's in the late morning. She left the house for the beauty store with Linnell at noon to avoid Lewis. Then she left Linnell's house for the park at, like, 1:30, came back at 6:30, just to review. Now, the police have tracked down Lewis, and they're, like, pretty quick on this. They're like, where the fuck is this guy? We need to talk to him. And he was in L.A. when they found him. He was at Linnell's mom's house. Because Linnell's mom lived in L.A., so he had decided... He's going to stay the night at Linnell's mom's house because he had already gone to L.A. to fix his car, right? So he was like, I'm going to just stay the night so I can get to work in the morning quicker. I don't have to drive an hour and a half home and then drive an hour and a half back in the morning kind of thing.
Okay.
So he's trying to save some time. And then here's where his story is different from Lorene's. So he did admit to following the women to the beauty store. However, he said that after he got the burner phone from Linnell in the parking lot, he headed back out to LA to meet up with Lorene's boyfriend to fix his car at, like, 12:40. So he did not go back home after he got the phone from her again in the parking lot.
Okay,
like,
so,
Lorene said.
So he got... Okay, so let me just... So Lorene is saying... They went back to the house and she decided to leave to the park because he kept the fighting. His story was he wasn't even in town. He followed them to the store and then he's like, fuck this, I'm out, and went to LA.
Yes.
Okay.
So he did not, according to him, go back to the house.
Because he was having his guy's day, right? Mm-hmm. He's like, whatever, fuck this, I'm going to go have my guy's day.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So he arrived at his friend's house at around 2 p.m. The men went to some auto supply stores to get whatever they needed to like fix his truck. And then he went to Linnell's mom's house. So like I said, he could stay the night.
Was there proof he was at the store?
Yes.
Okay.
So police are like, what the fuck? Let's look into this. And turns out he was in the place that he said he was. They had several like security footage, camera.
I think I know what the twist is.
Yeah. So they saw him on camera. They're like, he's
here.
He's where he said he was. He couldn't have been at the house. Like, it doesn't make sense with how long it takes to get to LA. So then the police confronted Lewis about the breakup letter. And they're like, well, what about that? Like, she wanted to break up with you. She wanted to leave you. She was going to go off with this other dude. Tell us about that. Like, that didn't make you angry? And he's like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like,
he had never seen the letter.
According to him. I mean, he could be lying, you know?
Yeah.
But then they're like, hey, do you know what happened? And he's like, And they're like, yeah, Linnell's dead. And he's like, what? And he freaks out. He literally is like crying. He is genuinely what seems to be inconsolable. And he's begging them. He's like, you need to find her killer. You need to find whoever did this to her. Like, he's freaking out. So they're like, okay, we got some more investigating to do.
This is fucking weird as shit.
So now, yeah, so they got to follow up on these stories. Yeah. So like I said, Lewis's alibi was true. And they go back to Loreen and they're like, hey, what the fuck? What's going on here? So she had originally told them that she was Linnell's friend for 10 years. However, Linnell's mom had no idea who she was. She's like, I don't know this Loreen person. I've never seen her in my life. Like, who the fuck is this? I would know someone who was friends with my daughter for 10 years. Like, if you're that good of friends,
2 or 3 years, she wouldn't know, but 10 years, yeah.
Yeah. Even weirder, when they go through her belongings, they find that she had 2 bullets in her purse. And they are the same kind of bullet that killed Linnell.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, come to find out, Loreen actually was not friends with Linnell for 10 years. They knew each other for only a few weeks. They had met via Craigslist for women seeking women.
Oh, that's the twist.
Yeah. So, Linnell and Loreen had a sexual relationship for a couple weeks, but Linnell put an end to it and was just like, hey, I think we'd be better off as friends. I can't really do this, nor do I want to, but like, let's still be friends. Loreen had become very attached to Linnell. Like, she was like in love with her. I wouldn't even say she was in love with her. She was obsessed with her. Like, she
consumed all of her thoughts.
Yeah. And she wasn't cool with just being friends. Like, she was like, no.
She wanted more than that.
Yeah, I want more. So she came up with the plan to kill Linnell and frame Lewis. Because they already had a tumultuous relationship. You know, it makes sense that he would do it, right?
I don't say I get why they did it, but I can understand why her frame of thought tracks. Spot on. Yeah.
So she forged the breakup letter and she shot Linnell after Lewis had left for L.A. Yeah, so she was not at the park for 5 fucking hours. She was trying to, like,
figure... So she had been cleaning it up for hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God.
Investigators found out that she had become creepily obsessed with Linnell and even tried on multiple occasions to impersonate her. Like, this is beyond, like, we're in love. This is, like, I want to be you. Single white
female.
They're black.
But, yeah. The yeah, well, but the same premise of, yeah, mm-hmm. like the roommate trying to take over the other
yeah woman's life. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sorry, so bad words to use, but that's what the movie's called. So but
eventually they did find Lorene. Like, she kind of like skedaddled out of town and went to Honduras. She was on America's Most Wanted. They tracked her down, and she was arrested. And in 2015, Lorene Austin was convicted of first-degree murder, and she is still serving her sentence of 50 years to life.
Good that she's, like, in prison, but, like...
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy, because I thought the twist was, like, right when you're like, he was at the auto parts store, I'm like, oh, so she killed her, and that's the twist. No, like, God, what a sad... That's awful.
Right?
Because, like, Lewis was like, fuck him. But, like, I actually kind of feel bad for him.
Yeah, a little bit. But...
like, he shouldn't have been a controlling piece of shit. Totally. But, like, he almost got framed for murder.
Yeah.
So... oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll post pictures of the people in the story. And we're going to do it on our Instagram, which is just Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram.
And if you have a story or a recommendation that you would like us to cover, you can hit us up at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We're also on Facebook and TikTok, so check us out. It's just Mysterious Mavens Pod on either of those. And yeah, just anywhere you can find us. Say hi.
Say hi. Give us a wave or an emoji or something.
Mm-hmm. Compliment Danae's fabulous shoes.
My slippers.
I always pick something different to compliment you on. You're very comfy looking.
Yeah, I have to be.
I mean,
comfort is life.
Yeah, same. Agree.
So yeah, hit us up, and then until next time, self care yourself. Okay, bye.
Bye.